This is Fresh Air. Lou Harrison is a West Coast composer whose music hasn't been played very much on the East Coast. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of two Harrison compositions, music that is a blend of Eastern and Western influences.
Lou Harrison's 71 years have been nothing if not eventful and varied. He's written plays, poetry, and dance criticism. He's been a dancer, a devotee of Esperanto, and a noted calligrapher. In 1947, he became the first conductor to lead a complete Ives symphony. In the mid-1930s, he was a student of composer Henry Cowell in San Francisco, along with John Cage. With Cage, Harrison claims to have formed the world's first percussion ensemble. He also studied with Schoenberg. But his greatest influence seems to have been the music he heard on the streets and in the theaters of San Francisco's Chinatown. Later, he studied in Korea and Taiwan, and he became fascinated by the Balinese ensemble, the gamelan, with its endless percussive repetitions and subtle shifts in rhythm and pitch. You can hear the Oriental influence in both pieces on this new recording, the gentle suite for violin, piano, and small orchestra from 1951, a decade before Harrison visited Asia, and his ambitious piano concerto, commissioned in 1985 by Keith Jarrett and recorded in 1986 at a live concert in Tokyo with Jarrett and the New Japan Philharmonic under Naoto Otomo. The work is Brahmsian in size, and for a few bars even threatens to be Brahmsian in tone. Then suddenly, Harrison thumbs his nose at all of 19th century European concert music and hits us with a soft focus, Jarrett-like version of Madame Butterfly. The riveting second movement, Stampede, is named after a medieval dance form called estampi. You can hear a distinctly Latin, almost a samba beat, something like a 1980s version of Malagueña.
Thank you.
The slow movement and the brief finale are prettier. Harrison calls it lace work. Technically, the most fascinating thing about the concerto is that the piano is not given the standard modern tuning, in which, for example, G sharp and A flat are the same note. Harrison says his tuning, based on a theory by the 18th century composer Johann Philipp Kernberger, quote, contains the whole history of Western music from Babylonia to the mid part of the last century. The black keys sound like medieval scales, the white keys more like Renaissance or Baroque intonation. It's an appealingly fresh sound. The selected orchestra consists of instruments that can match the piano's special tuning: trombones, harps, and such diversely exotic percussion instruments as sleigh bells, maracas, and glockenspiel. A few weeks ago, the Boston Symphony programmed this concerto, its first Harrison, and the conservative BSO audience loved its combination of high energy and delicately tuneful orientalism. I'm not sure the music ever gets as deep as it wants to, but it's an extremely pleasurable piece, a calming addition to the late 20th century repertory.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed works by Lou Harrison on the New World record label. This is Fresh Air.